This nigga.
It has to be seen to be believed. You're early. I'm early.
Yeah, look at us. We're killing it.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Oh, good. It's a lovely day this morning.
Yes, it is a lovely day this morning. Finn Johansson is with us, and you've ramped yourself up for another Demo Gods.
Yeah. And before we start, that was a great song from Insane Times. I love that slot. Sorry, my mic's getting away from me. Yeah. It's just so cool. It was cool hearing the way that he described the difference between Christchurch and Dunedin back then as well. High art versus low art. And Celia, did you you must have had run-ins with Celia in the past.
Run-ins?
Well, I feel like everybody who has met with her has described it as a run-in.
Never had a run-in with Celia.
I tried to suss out an interview for the last King Loser tour with Celia, and I got her on the phone for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. You had a run-in with her?
Yeah, I had a run-in with her.
And how did that occur?
Well, I was doing interviews for Radioactive, and I really wanted to chat with her because I thought it would be a good chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about 5 minutes through, she just aborted and hung up.
Nothing to do with you,
did
though.
Did not pass the sniff test.
Right.
Yeah.
Dot, 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 right.
Dot, 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 full stop. So, all those dots are actually full stops.
Yeah, so who's passing the sniff test this week in your van?
Okay, so this week we have Maeve McCurdy,
mm-hmm.
Of the band Maeve and the Morrigan, formerly of Lee, the band, which is just, in case you want to check it out on Bandcamp. Actually, I'm looking at it now. It's Maeve McCurdy on Bandcamp, but I just wanted to make sure everybody can find it.
It's an unusual spelling, isn't it?
Or if you're from Ireland, it's the usual spelling.
Okay.
But we're on the other side of the world, so absolutely. This is M-A-E-B-H.
Okay, but pronounced Maeve.
Yeah, Maeve. A little bit like Siobhan.
That's a really difficult one to spell too, isn't it? S-I-O-B-H-A-N.
I think you nailed it. Well, you nailed one of them. There's always like 10 different ways to spell an Irish name. Finbar.
Okay, so Maeve, not the Morrigan, just Maeve.
Yeah, and McCurdy. Maeve basically, Maeve used to play in a bunch of other bands like Makeshift Parachutes or KMTP. She's a multi-instrumentalist, and she's kind of like one of the coolest bedroom producers in New Zealand, I think, working today. One of the most interesting. And she released this album, Empathy for My Future Self, last year after a year on HRT, transitioning. And I only say this because it's such a deep part of the lore. It's like within all of the reason for the lyrics. It's a really beautiful album. And I've seen Maeve play maybe almost every single show she's done. And the first couple that she did, she had SoundCloud open. She was like, I'm going to do a set at a house party and I'm going to play my SoundCloud of the album in the background, but I've taken my vocals out and the guitar, and I'm going to play electric guitar along to my SoundCloud, reaching down onto the laptop to play the next song each time. So that was great. And then Maeve's got this amazing band now, The Morrigan, which I wish I'd done my research / not left my notes at home, because I imagine The Morrigan has some lore behind it too, like what a Morrigan is. But she can tell us next week. But
you're a fan with a capital F.
I am a fan with a capital F. But if you listen to Empathy for My Future Self, the record, self-produced, kind of the opposite of live, then you watch the band. It's like a prog band with an 8-string bass and just like the most shit-hot musicians. So I love the duality. It's like you have a very, very bedroom garage DIY album, and then you have this high-definition band bringing it to life.
Yeah, this name rings a bell because I spoke with Paul Sharks, Joe, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Isdale, he's an 8. Is Andrew Isdale an 8?
Isdale is the name of this live, the person who had the studio.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I might be wrong.
Connections.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Isdale, do you want to tell us the provenance of Isdale?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was just attempting to and possibly got it wrong.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, the Isdale that I'm seeing here is that, you know how I was talking about how cool Maeve's band is?
Mm.
She just released a live version of the album, live at Isdale Studios.
Ah. I might have the surname wrong. You forgive me if I do. But talking about pronunciation conundrums, both of these tracks from Maeve McCurdy have you know, for the uninitiated, quite difficult names to pronounce. Especially this one. Colloidia?
See, it's right. Easier. It's easier once you've heard the song a bunch because you're like, "That's colloidia."
Because the lyrics in there. Yeah.
But I think it's like a cephalopod, you know, an underwater. Here we go, colloids. It's one of two subclasses of cephalopod mollusks. So it's just a thing underwater without a spine. An octopus comes under colloidia, I think.
I know a few of those.
You know a few spineless underwater creatures?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I try to avoid them as much as possible.
Well, you're doing a good job
of
it right now.
Most of them are in the media. So, colloidia. I'm loving Maeve already.
Yeah, you'll love Maeve next week. She said she could come in.
Great. Prompt. What was the prompt?
The great spectacle of music.
Oh, yay. That's
because
great.
For all you listening back home, if you don't know about Demo Gods, every 2 weeks I take a list of song prompts from Karen. I bring it to a different artist around New Zealand and we make a demo. We play that demo once live on BFM and maybe again later.
Okay, so colloidia. We're going with that.
That's right. Okay. Let's hear it.
This is from Empathy for My Future Self, an album that came out last year on the list of best ofs.
Yep. Long listed for the Tate Prize, yep. I do believe.
So Maeve McCurdy and, go on, you say it.
And the Morrigan.
No, colloidia. It's not
colloidia.
Right.
Hit it.
Species group. Welcome to the motherfucking primordial soup. It's incredibly easy to set the earth. Eyes wide blank, expression of a child. Welcome to the early Cambrian wild. Categorize me as colloidia. Octopus can survive with one tentacle lost per night. I chopped off all 8 in fright, and now I'm going to fucking die. Yeah.
95 BFM and Demo Gods. That is our new Demo God next week, and it's Maeve McCurdy from her Empathy for My Future Self album and Colloidia.
Mm-hmm.
Not Colloidia.
Yeah, yes, Colloidia. That's Colloidia. The one. That's the right one. we're learning. I think we're both adding to our vocabulary today.
True that. Especially this next track that you've got, which is Irish.
That's right.
We'll go to that in a moment. But Andrew Isdale is in 8.
Yes, you totally made the proper connection.
I remembered it.
The only thing was, I don't know, I never heard of 8. So A-I-G-H-T, cool jazz band.
Yeah, A-I-G-H-T, yeah.
Andrew Isdale.
Andrew Isdale, that's correct.
I think he also plays something on the record, or the live record or something, with Maeve.
Must have a studio, because this is where this engineering, recording and mixing of this live track at his studios, as you said.
Yeah.
Isdale Studios, which came out actually yesterday, this live track. All right, so the prompt is The Great Spectacle of Music. From memory, The Great Spectacle of Music.
That's right.
Yeah. Great choice. Where do you think it'll go with Maeve?
It has already gone.
Oh, wow.
We got together on Wednesday and we did our demo guard. It's already recorded. She's on the mixing job, though, which I'm very grateful for, because after the marathon that was the Softbait Josh one, I'm kind of ready to step away from the keyboard and mouse for like a little while. So thank you. Prematurely, I've heard a mix, it sounded great. It's a very ADHD song. I feel like if you get me and Maeve in the same room, we like we support each other to probably be the most ADHD of ourselves possible that we possibly can.
But is it sound wise, is it anything like the track we just heard or what we're about to hear?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound ADHD-ish.
It has a shoegaze kind of doomy breakdown that goes like for two rounds of the chords and then straight into the exact same chord progression, but like a lounge version. So we already hit shoegaze and lounge. I don't know if these songs we're playing today could be described as that.
No.
I always just say prog. I'm the only person prog? That calls Maeve's music prog, but prog, I do honestly think it's a little bit prog.
Wow. Hey, so you mentioned Josh Hunter and Softbait and the track that he had not named that we played last week. Did you come up with a name?
I actually saw Josh at a party that night.
Yes.
And he said, "Finn, I've got to go. I'm just leaving. Nice to see you, though." So we know we haven't sorted out what that's called now.
Right, full stop. Hang on, dot, dot, dot.
full stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, afraid not. The professionalism on my end.
It can
staggering.
Be unnamed forever. Right, so Maeve and the Morrigan, this live track came out yesterday live at Andrew Isdale's studios. Mm-hmm. It has an Irish name that I'm leaving to you because you can pronounce it. I looked it up to see what it meant in
Which is very Gaelic. Cool because I can do the pronunciation, but I couldn't tell you what it means. Dua de Danann is as close as I'm going to get because I had to sing the backing vocals on
this track.
On this track for the album, I think.
So I put it into Google Translate.
Yeah.
And it translates to people of the goddess Danu, or tribe of the gods. The Tua, how did you say that, the first word?
Tua.
Yeah. T-U-A-T-H-A, you pronounce it?
I think you soften it, but I feel like next week Maeve will be able to set us straight.
It means tribe, folk, or people. The D-E with the acute over it is God. And the mother goddess is Danu, the mother goddess in Irish mythology.
That makes sense. Yeah, this is about names. I think we'll hear a lot about it, but I think that'll make quite a lot of sense.
Can we hear you?
I think I'm on this track, but no, this is the live version. So no, I'm on the record very, very quietly. I think she just wanted to be like, "Finn's on the record, Finn's my friend," you know, like that kind of nice thing, which is very sweet of her, but I don't know if my voice was fully on that day.
Oh, dear.
You
okay.
might get to hear me louder on this demo, God.
Yeah, right. Okay, so pronounce it again for us.
Tua de Danann.
Thank you. Tu es de Danann. I heard Maeve sing it herself.
Did I kind of get it right? I think I kind of got it right.
So Maeve is your demo god for next week, but you've done the song.
I've done this. I feel like she's got some work left to do.
Yeah, it just needs mixing.
Yeah.
And you were bringing Maeve in next week?
Yep, she's going to come in.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be sick. Honestly, I think Maeve kind of needs a podcast or a radio show.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be a breakthrough.
Why is that?
Just good crack, if we're going to stick with the Irish vibes. Great crack. Heaps of lore, all very interesting. So I feel like we could talk on the subject of Maeve and all the cool shit that she does forever.
Okay, Maeve and the cool shit next Saturday.
Maeve and the cool shit.
At 10:30, and thank you.
Thank you, Karen. It's good to see you.
And you. And you're going to break your fast, I believe. Been fasting since Thursday night.
Oh, that was personal chit-chat behind the mic. I don't always do that. But that's right. I'm going to go break my fast now.
You must be very hungry. Or not. Have you got past that?
You started talking about chicken and yogurt. And that's when I got hungry. And that's the genesis of our conversation. I don't go around talking about my fasting to just tell anybody.
I did. That's right.
And what are you going to eat? Oh, you already told me chicken.
I'm going to marinate.
Can't even get you back.
It in coconut yogurt. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, so I will talk to you next week.
Awesome.
And just eat slowly, like soup or something.
Okay, I'll eat soup. Thanks, Karen.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
Bye-bye.
Bye.